believe that you were born to do something amazing. I believe you have an incredible gift to share and that there are people waiting for you right now.
What is your what? What is chosen you? What is your what in all the things that you do? It's time to let go. Just spread your wings and let be. Because it's time to be free, 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 free.
That, don't you? Yeah, you do.
Very nice.
Welcome to a What Is Your What Wednesday here on Reinvention Radio. I thought you might like that.
That's
one.
Nice. Is that a cover? I mean, is that a real song?
That's an original song. That is an original song.
Written for you?
Written just yes. What Is Your What? Written just for me. It's true. You should hear the whole thing. It's pretty
Who
funky.
Who did that for you?
A guy by the name of Jay Dillon. And
nice.
Hired him, found him not terribly long ago, and we've been hanging out, working together, and doing some stuff. So I like it.
Very good.
All
yes,
right.
It's awesome.
All right, wait till you hear the next version. So stick around for the end of this segment so you guys can hear the other version. That's more of the dancey version. And then we got a little more soulful version that we did as well. So,
wow.
I know, right? I know, it's cool. I love it. All right, so very cool. We are talking about the book, What Is Your What? Discover the One Amazing Thing You Were Born to Do. That is the one I put on the New York Times bestseller list way back in, I think it was 2014. And you can grab a free copy of that at whatisyourwhat.com/free. So we discuss all of the tips and tools and strategies and shortcuts and teachings here from the book, What Is Your What? And today I wanted to talk about what I call the vortex of vulnerability. And this brings into our line of discussion here really all of that that has happened in your life that at one point in time you probably looked at it and you said, geez, this is really crappy. You know, like, I mean, this is just not fun at all for me. Not fun for those who are involved with this, et cetera, et cetera. But yet, as you look back on it, you can see how those moments only help to make you stronger and helps you to become clearer on who you are, what you will tolerate, what you won't tolerate, and really just how you command control of your life moving forward.
And you said vortex of vulnerability?
Vortex of vulnerability, as opposed to the vortex of invincibility, which are those moments in your life that had more of positive ramifications. But we'll talk about that on another show. So I wanted to open with a quote from Lao Tzu, and I'm probably butchering his name, but fortunately he's dead and he can't correct me. So one of the things that he said is, knowing others is intelligence. Knowing yourself is true wisdom. Mastering others is strength. Mastering yourself is true power. And just first and foremost, I want to get your reaction, Mary Labor Chote, to that quote from Lao Tzu. Knowing others is intelligence, knowing yourself is true wisdom, mastering others is strength, mastering yourself is true power. How does that resonate with you, Mary? What does that mean?
Well, I think it goes back to some of the things that I talk about. You know, take control of yourself. Don't try to control others.
Mm-hmm.
Take self-responsibility instead of pushing it off on someone else.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think mastery of yourself is power.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And also, that's where you find your true potential.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Richie, what do you think? How does that ring for you, resonate with you?
I 100% agree. I mean, I say it a little different, and it doesn't necessarily sound as sexy and cool.
Things that are won't always be, except for when they are.
Yeah. No, it comes down to, I was joking with Wade the other day, the moniker for him to remember. I think it's work ethic and self awareness. Those two things are the real key. And the WS Radio is kind of where I was going. Work ethic.
Sure.
And not that that's what it stands for, but
yeah.
You know, that self-awareness is the key to all of it.
Mm-hmm.
It really is the key. If you don't, if you don't start with knowing yourself,
then you're busy focusing on other people and what's good or not good about them. I read something on Facebook today from a friend that said, instead of asking someone why they dislike you, ask yourself why you care.
Ooh, a good memer right there.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. And so as it pertains to relationships and just people in general, as you see people out there, and we could name names. I mean, you got somebody like a Trump who would be considered to be a bully, right, in a lot of regard. I mean, you see the things that he's done over the course of the campaign, over the course of his career as well. And I think a lot of people chalk it up and say, yeah, guy's kind of a bully. And so that would be an example then of someone who is trying to control people through power, as opposed to someone who is a powerful person simply because of who they are and how they appear in the world. And so I guess my second question to you is, do you feel like someone who is sort of physically, has that physical prowess, or as Rich, I love your term, you call it, what did you call it? The Aikido, verbal Aikido,
yeah.
Right? I love that, verbal Aikido. So someone who's like really just sort of powerful with their words and whatnot, and you just get sort of that loud presence, if you will, from them, versus someone who has a loud presence without actually speaking. And I'm curious if have you witnessed that in your life, or does somebody come to mind for you who had that sort of power, where really they were so powerful because they were so confident,
yeah,
in themselves, they were able to master themselves. I think a lot of that sort of braggadociousness and volume, if you will, mm-hmm, and I'm raising my hand here for those who are listening, like going up with my hand. But I think a lot of that volume and whatnot has to do with some insecurities, right, and just feeling like they have to offset some shortcoming in some way and use that word and use that power and use that intimidation to get what it is that they want. So I'm just curious if you, in your life, you've probably come across both, but is anybody in particular that kind of stands out for you?
Oh yeah, definitely. There's a few people for me, but just really quickly with your vortex of vulnerability, when I myself start to get loud, I think I've said this to you a couple times, Mary. When I feel like I get louder and I'm trying to prove something to someone or feel like I'm starting to get into that spot,
mm-hmm,
I find a mirror really quick. I feel like I'm talking to myself,
mm-hmm,
you know, and I'm trying to say it to them, but I really need to hear it myself sometimes. Yeah. Like, that's my vulnerable place.
So have you come across...
I get really loud. But yeah, I mean, I've ran into it before, just their presence. Sometimes they don't even have to say a darn word, and you're just like, whoa, that's confidence right there.
Yeah. Mary?
I have quite a few people.
Yeah, I had a good friend. He was one of the owners of Circus Circus and all the casinos underneath umbrella.
Nice.
And I had sold him a house, and so we were friends for a long time. He was and is the quietest guy I've ever met in my life.
Mm-hmm.
We could cover whatever topics. I mean, he's not... deep, like, philosopher type of guy, but he's got his own life philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
Super
quiet.
He's
got, like, his code.
So if I called him and said, like, once I asked him to loan me some money for a project, and he's like, okay, how much? I told him. He goes, okay. And then I was going to say what it was for. He goes, I don't care. Mm. Okay.
Is he still alive?
Yes.
All right, good. Good to know, Mary. Yay.
But,
we like this
He would. Yeah. But I mean, he ran construction for all the casinos in Vegas.
Hmm.
Circus Circus has like 5 or 6 properties.
Sure.
Sold that, and I think he now builds casinos for other people. But I find that he just had such a self-control about himself. He had a little bit of a sense of humor you'd get out of him here and there, but super quiet, super controlled, super disciplined.
Yeah.
And just...
yeah.
Basic, really nice, super powerful in that community.
So what we'll do here then in future segments is we'll get a little bit more into this whole vortex of vulnerability discussion and tap into some of those areas of your life that may have had negative ramifications. I mean, you've spoken freely, Mary, about some of the trials and tribulations that you've had in the past as far as the divorce was concerned, and how that in the end really made you into, well, the person you are today, and much stronger as a result, but not just stronger, also smarter and more aware of the decisions that you make, because
absolutely,
you understand the ramifications that those decisions can have, not necessarily on the Mary of tomorrow, but maybe the Mary of 6 months from now or a year from now or 5 years from now, etc. And I just want to leave you with one more thought here, which is that there's an old adage that says, and maybe you guys have heard this, and I'm sure you probably have, a better the devil you know than the devil you don't, right? I'm sure you've heard that one before. But it is true that we typically fear the unknown much more than the familiar. But my challenge to you is to really think about how to position yourself to look what you don't know in the eye and refuse to back down. Because on the other side of that, that's really where you're going to have the power then to achieve breakthrough results. So the challenge for today's segment is to start thinking about, am I in fact sleeping with the devil I know simply because I'm afraid of what it is that I don't? And perhaps that's where the whole conversation around, are you truly in power insofar as how you master yourself and how well you know yourself? Because you may very well be in a position right now, because if you don't know yourself well enough or feel like you have enough power, then you may be terribly afraid to take that action because it's the devil that you don't know. So something to think about, and I challenge you on that as we move forward here, guys. All right, my friends, another What Is Your What Wednesday in the books. Steve Ulsher, Mary Goulet, Richie Otse. We'll talk to you guys next time on What Is Your What Wednesday.
We're born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're at a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Ulsher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.